Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. It's time for our fantasy football weekly update. 5-3 sure beats 3-5. In our season-long quest to keep you informed about how my fantasy football team, called Swamp Gas, is performing, our methane marauders took it on the chin again last weekend and fell to a 5-3 record for the season after a 104-86 loss to my arch-nemesis, Dead Crab. No! My fantasy football team is now in fourth place out of our 10-team league. Now, don't get me wrong. My team's 5-3 record at this point is still terrific, given the number of key injuries that my team has weathered. Just this past weekend, for example, we were without the services of two starting receivers and our top tight end. Wide receiver Devontae Adams of the Packers, still out with a turf toe, and Adam Thielen of the Vikings, hamstring problems, along with tight end Jared Cook of the Saints, his ankle injury, all were unavailable to us for last week. The good news, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees has returned after being sidelined since week number two, and he looked really sharp with over 300 yards of passing and three touchdowns in the Saints' victory over Arizona last weekend. The bad news,
sell.
The Saints are off this week with a bye week this coming weekend, so we're going to have to wait yet another week to put our Hall of Fame quarterback back into the starting lineup once again. And now let's talk to our team's general manager. Our Swamp Gas fantasy football team has been put together with band-aids for several weeks due to the number of key injuries of our initial draft group. We picked up quarterbacks Josh Allen of the Bills and Gardner Minshew of the Jaguars and kept Drew Brees on our active roster awaiting his return. Now we're going to likely have to drop one of those two quarterbacks, either Josh Allen or Gardner Minshew, probably Allen, to give us a little bit more roster flexibility. What do we need to add this week? A good question. Our place kicker, Will Lutz of the Saints, is on a bye week. Well, that means that we're going to need to drop a player this week, and that's likely to be Buffalo Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley, and hope that we can grab a really good kicker. We're going to go for 49ers kicker Robbie Gold. Hopefully he'll be kicking gold for us this weekend. We also noticed that our injured former LSU running back Darius Geis of the Washington Redskins is going to be coming off the injured reserve list and able to play in a couple of weeks. That in mind, we might just drop another running back, thinking LeSean McCoy of the Chiefs, and try to pick up Geis again for our bench strength down the stretch run. Now let's talk to our coach. What do you think, coach? Well, our team just isn't generating enough offense right now. You generally need about 100 or more points to win on a weekly basis, and we're just not doing it. How bad is our offense? I'm so glad you asked. We are now in 10th place. That means, yes, last place in scoring this season. So our team having a 5-3 winning record with such a lousy offensive output generally means that we've been really lucky so far this year to have a winning record at this point in the season given all the injuries. So I say it's time to fight back. We are going to put our starting wide receivers, Devontae Adams of the Packers and Adam Thielen of the Vikings, back into the starting lineup this week in anticipation of their successful return. Now with the Saints bye week, we are going to need a quarterback, and we're going to go with Mr. Mustache, Gardner Minshew of the Jaguars once again at starting quarterback. Minshew has the hot hand right now, and we're going to give him that ball at least for this next week. We'll also add a place kicker prior to Sunday, so our projected scoring total should be, are you ready, near the magic number of 100 points once again. Hooray! Now let's meet this week's opponent. The team is called I Hate My Helmet. That's an odd name, don't you think? But his team is also 5-3 on the season, so his team performs well regardless of his headgear issues. And now, it's time to announce the starting lineup for this week's Swamp Gas Methane Marauders. Starting at quarterback, from Jacksonville, Gardner the Mustache Minshew. At wide receiver for Swamp Gas this week, from Jacksonville and LSU, DJ Shark. At wide receiver from Minnesota, Adam Thielen. And at wide receiver from the Green Bay Packers, it's Devontae Adams. Running backs this week for Swamp Gas, Le'Veon, you better come through for me this week, Bell of the New York Jets, and Austin Eckler of the Los Angeles Chargers. At tight end once again this week, from the Detroit Lions, it's rookie TJ Hockenson. At flex position, wide receiver, running back, or tight end, we're going to go with Carlos Hyde of the Houston Texans. At kicker, we don't know for sure since our guy's on a bye week, but we're hoping for Robbie Gould of the San Francisco 49ers or somebody else that we find on the scrap heap. And our starting defense again this week, the Buffalo Bills. Will we be 6-3 after this week, or will we fall to 5-4? Come back next week.